To promote financial discipline, avoid excessive borrowing and plan for retirement, there's a need for people to deepen their financial knowledge. Deputy Minister of Finance Mona Kotty said this at the launch of the 4th Annual Financial Literacy Week to be held in Accra from the 23rd to the 28th of this month. Joyce Jeche and Aurelia Akande filed this report.
The Financial Literacy Week began in 2008. The rationale is to sensitize consumers of financial services and products that decisions they make could impact on their financial well-being. It also aims at deepening financial intermediation, broadening inclusion to attract the unbanked and uninsured. This year's Financial Literacy Week has as its theme Financial Literacy, Key to a Secured Future. The event is targeting the youth in tertiary institutions. Because majority of them are challenged with taking appropriate financial decisions. The Deputy Minister of Finance, Mona Kotty, said the event will focus on four areas, which are banking, securities industry, pensions and insurance. She talked about some financial skills.
Financial skills and decisions, including how to budget, how much to spend, and how to save, where to invest money, how to manage financial risks, how much debt is needed to fund expenditure, and what form the debt should take, and how it will have major implications on the welfare of individuals and households. The variety and complexity of financial products, not knowing the right questions to ask of a financial services provider, and not knowing how to even complain when there is a problem, are only some of the issues that compound the vulnerabilities of financial consumers.
The Deputy Commissioner of Insurance at the National Insurance Commission, Simon Nero-Dakun, said insurance patronage and its contribution to the country's GDP is low.
The FinScope study in 2010 put it that only 4.1% of the Ghanaian population have some form of insurance policy. And also, by 2013 December, the insurance sector was able to contribute about only 1.4% to the national gross domestic product. If you want to compare that to South Africa, which we all mentioned that their penetration is around 14%, their sector includes pensions and health. So if we should also add the health sector, which another pension sector to it, we can also come up a bit.
On microfinancing, Assistant Director of Financial Stability at the Bank of Ghana, Aku Olens-Lindsay, asked the public to investigate the background of microfinance institutions before doing business with them. The background of microfinance institutions can be checked from the Bank of Ghana and Ghana Association of Microfinance Institutions.